You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Football season's here. That means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action of B-dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. We're going to go to the phone lines now, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Kevin in England, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nate, Matt, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice hearing you. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So the what I want to talk about was I like what Manziel looked like, but haven't been a big fan of his all along. Like the improvement yesterday, but what this concerns me now is that I don't see how we're going to improve the rest of the season, so I see a lot of losses piling up. And what I'm afraid is going to happen is that we're going to see just enough to not know, then we're going to end up with a high pick, quite likely the number one pick, and we're going to pass on a quarterback for the hope that Manziel's that guy.
I would. So this is what I think about it. I think you're going to have eight games, and I hope you're going to have eight games in a row to look at Johnny Manziel and to have a pretty good idea of if he can or if he cannot be your quarterback going into next year. If there is any doubt, if there is any, I don't know, with 100% certainty that this is the guy that I want to be my quarterback and you have the first pick in the draft, you draft the quarterback anyway. You do it anyway. Yeah, you don't do what the Houston Texans did, because look at where the Houston Texans are now. They're going into the next draft looking to draft a quarterback again. And they had they took Jadeveon Clowney in a draft where they could have taken Blake Bortles, they could have taken Derek Carr, they could have taken Teddy Bridgewater, who is now 7-2, by the way. They could have taken
leading the division.
Yes, first place Minnesota Vikings. Or they could have taken Johnny Manziel and had an opportunity. Instead, they don't. They don't have that quarterback of the future there. You don't do that. If you have the opportunity, and there is any doubt, and I mean any doubt, 1% of doubt. If I'm 99% sure Johnny Manziel's my starter next year and I have the number one pick, and I love Paxton Lynch or I love Jared Goff, I'm drafting them.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah.
So I think if this organization has learned anything coming out of the last couple of years, it would be
snatch it while it's there.
Get it while you can get it. And I think that is what they would do, certainly, if that opportunity presents itself once again. Let's go across the pond right now. That was Kevin in England. So let's go to Kirk in Maryland now. Kirk, welcome to the show. Sorry, we went across the pond.
Maryland. We'll cross a little bit of water and get there, right?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I've called in before. You probably recognize the name. If you could give me a minute or two here, I have a couple things to say, and I'd like to finish with something about the Patriots, so don't grimace too much until I tell you what I have to say about that. But the only good thing about yesterday is I was in my favorite sports bar. They actually give me a TV in a corner, and people felt so bad for me, I drank free the whole day. So that was the positive.
Good for you.
But let me tell you something, guys. You're hitting home runs with what you're saying, because you know what? This is the part of the season. It's all lost for this season, except for maybe a high draft pick. This is when you play all the players that you want to take a good look at and give them a chance to get in there to see what they can accomplish. I am not an advocate of getting rid of Pettine or anyone yet, because that's been our problem for decades, getting rid of people too quickly. Let's give them a chance to work it out, but also realize, like I said the last time I called in, you'll remember, I question some of these veterans on the team, whether they're past their prime, and we have to start looking for tomorrow. McCown is not our future. Get a quarterback, like you just said, high in the draft. Let Manziel start, and let this new guy, let him learn everything. Now, as I promised, I want to say something about the Patriots. I watched that game yesterday, and I kept thinking, why can't my beloved Cleveland Browns finally get it? Somebody needs to put a tape together of what the New England Patriots do and show it to all the coaches and make them take tests to graduate so that they can coach and do the things that these guys. Please don't be mad at me, but they got the blueprint for how it's supposed to be done. And
I wouldn't argue with you. I think Bill Belichick's the best coach in the NFL and perhaps the history of the game. So I agree with you. By far,
I totally agree that. But just one last thing here. Those guys were down 20-10, and you know what? They're riddled with injuries. riddled. But you talk a lot about the next man up. Well, we don't have, it seems, the next men up that can come in there. Frankly, the men that are doing the job, I think a lot of them aren't doing it too well. We got to figure that out, because you got to give them credit how they fought back. They scratched and they clawed, and that's what the Browns have to adopt. They've got to be like that.
I think you are right about that. I think that a part of it is a cultural thing that's been instilled by Bill Belichick. I think part of it is a cultural thing that comes from the fact that they always win. And so they have the belief in themselves that no game is ever over and that they can do it, as opposed to what the record and one loss situation here has been. And they've got Tom Brady, and they have guys who demand accountability from everybody on that roster and have the resume and the clout to back those demands up.
You're right. And I think just referencing that football game, you know, having it be the late afternoon football game and it being on TV for everyone to see, you know, after the Browns game, I was obviously disappointed and kind of went on with my day, and I got my football fix via the Browns, and I kind of, you know, just enjoy my kids and what was a beautiful Sunday. But my phone, by friends of mine, family members of mine, male and female, who were watching that football game, were texting me. And like I said, I didn't watch a snap of it other than maybe a few highlights and how the game was won. And that was, you know, at halftime of the night football game. Was watching the Giants and the Patriots was like watching a different league, like a different echelon of football, for all the right reasons. And the caller just, you know, talked about a few of them. A team that gets down, riddled by injuries, but have their quarterback fight back, make the plays, next man up, you know. And I know for me, you know, is everyone else, now that Julian Edelman's probably going to be done for a significant portion of time, is Danny Amendola, a guy that they gave a bunch of money to, that's kind of like been hidden in that offense because of the success of Julian Edelman, is he not going to be the focal point in those underneath intermediate routes in that offense for Tom Brady? And I just think it's I could imagine watching that football game, just looking at the final score, looking how the game was won, how someone could perceive that it's a different level of football watching a game like that with two division leaders playing in a rivalry football game because of their past history since 2007 and their inability to beat the New York Giants for the Patriots. And my phone's blowing up after watching the Browns' performance losing 30-9.
Yes, it was certainly a rough one right now. 216-578-0850. Courtney in California. Courtney, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. First
you
time
got it,
caller.
Man.
I listen every day. You guys have the best podcast ever. I hope you can give me about 60 seconds or so.
Sure. Go.
I just want to get a few things out. First of all, I was extremely impressed with the game. I kind of take the approach that I think we need to have Manziel in, but I don't want the fan perspective to think that we're hoping Manziel comes in as a savior to the Browns to help pick up for all of our issues and start the last 15 years. I'm 30. I've been a Browns fan since 1999. And with all the quarterbacks and everything there, it's really hurt us. I think a lot of times, I think it's put us in a state of desperation as a franchise in a lot of ways, because we want to get the wins. But the truth of the matter is we're a rebuilding team. So we just need to continue to rebuild. A couple of the callers kind of took a lot of my comments right out of my mouth. So I agree with them as far as getting the younger players in, getting some stability. But really what's important is that I hope Pettine ends up being on the same page with Manziel, like you were saying. He goes, if he praises him and just wants to go forward with him. There's nothing wrong with McCown in there now, but we need to play for the future and hope that Manziel can come in and we just develop around him that culture. The Patriots and the Giants, they've all had coaches for quite a while. They've had a chance to bring their culture in and dissect it and fix what's wrong. And Tom Coughlin hasn't had great years. He's won a couple Super Bowls, but he hasn't had every season hasn't been great. Belichick's been great every year, but the point of the matter is we need to keep the culture, keep the coaches as much as we can, and just continue to move forward. So I don't know what you guys think about that, but I'm excited for our future as far as we go. Hopefully we'll get Gordon back. Of course, we have to do a better job running the ball, playing better defense. I don't really know how to comment about the defense side of the ball, but we just need to establish something and say, okay, this is our quarterback, and we're going to go forward. If we want to draft a quarterback next year still, that's fine. I don't think the first round is good, because I think that would curtail the development and direction of trying to start Manziel again. Bridgewater, Carr, all these guys have had a lot of time, and they had their coaches and organizations behind them. And they struggled, too, but they still kept them in. So I hope we do that and don't just judge a barometer of our success by just wins and losses with the Browns.
No.
We're not at that stage yet.
No, I thought yesterday, for example, yesterday was a loss for the Browns, but I thought was a massive win for Johnny Manziel and his development, and in some ways for the organization in terms of what it wanted to see and get out of its young quarterback. So I thought, I agree with you, you can't look at it that way as well. All right, when we come back, more phone calls, more reaction, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.